memories that will be for generation after generation, captured on high density video and sound. So we have the Om Choir, now in its 10th year, in which we aspire to be instruments of the divine voice, to open ourselves to a music that has not been on the earth before, to a music that has the power to effectuate a transformation and a healing of the earth. Om choirs are beginning all over the world. In fact, I've just been told 100 young people from Madras have come for an Om choir. And I think last week there were more than 120 people at Savitri Bhavan. People were sitting on the floor. The power of the word Om and the vibration of the love that we manifest is calling people from all over the world. They are forming Om choirs in many, many countries and on many continents. So I will ask you, try to ask you each week, if you know anyone who is an expert in the internet and in combining things on YouTube or however, we could have an Om choir from voices all over the world. And it would be a thing of such power, because there is no sound greater and more powerful than Om. So think about this. If you meet someone who has that technical capacity, many people have already asked me, can we not have a virtual Om choir? Okay, we begin. Om. About 33 or 34 people, and that's all the sound I can get. Yes. Good. Where did I hear that beautiful note? Here. Excellent. Excellent. That is the support on which all can flower. That voice is called a basso profondo, and when I was 17, I sang all over New York City with Russian choirs as a basso profondo. So it touches my heart. Mm-hmm. take a good breath. You need to be totally relaxed here, no tension at all. Breathe from here. That's all you need to fill the lungs. Okay, we missed that one, a few of us. Here's the note. Hear the note first. Good. Let's hear it, Jacques, everybody, just the men. Can I do it without me now? I didn't think I was carrying the whole load. Can we try it again? Walk with each foot conscious. That's where we have to go. And then we have to be conscious of each other, united with each other in the most profound way possible through the psychic being. Because now we begin the tuning. One sound through all of you. I'm going to begin right here.
Oh.
Same note. Can we hold it and remember it? Forte, fortissimo, piano, pianissimo. Because I invoke that grace and that presence to be with each of you, every Om Choir. And it is always with us. Like a bird and begin to sing. Just open up. I don't care if it's 2 people or 10 people. Go a little higher so we can move.
Attain the truth from the last All India magazine. Because man is a mental being, he naturally imagines that mind is the one great leader and actor and creator, or the indispensable agent in the universe. But this is an error. Even for knowledge, mind is not the only or the greatest possible instrument, the one aspirant and discoverer. Mind is a clumsy interlude between nature's vast and precise subconscious action and the vaster, infallible, superconscious action of the Godhead. There is nothing mind can do that cannot be better done in the mind's immobility and thought-free stillness.
As we begin the first Om, I always say to our choirs that we are one sacred body, and anyone who feels even a little of the music descending can begin and will be supported by the rest of the body. Secondly, there are no wrong notes.
It was a beautiful offering, but in this Om choir, we sing only Om. And we tried to make the Om the purest offering we can make, because Om, as Sri Aurobindo says, is the effectuating word and has the power above all others. If the overtones come, let them come as a result of the Lord singing through us, and not make them as beautiful as they may be. Not to produce them, but to let the voice sing through these bodily instruments.
When mind is still, then truth gets a chance to be heard in the purity of the silence. Truth cannot be attained by the mind's thought, but only by identity and silent vision. Truth lives in the calm, wordless light of the eternal spaces. She does not intervene in the noise and cackles of logical debate.
Oh.
bought in the mind can at most be truth's brilliant and transparent garment. It is not even her body. Look through the robe, not at it, and you may see some hint of her form. There can be a thought body of truth, but that is the spontaneous supramental. Thought and word that leap fully formed out of the light, not any difficult mental counterfeit and patchwork. The supramental thought is not a means of arriving at truth. For truth in the supermind is self-found or self-existent. But the way of expressing her, it is an arrow from the light, not a bridge to reach it.
Oh.
try to round the Om so the voice doesn't spread. Om, Om. But it's very, very powerful tonight. Extremely beautiful.
Cease inwardly from thought and word. Be motionless within you. Look upward into the light and outward into the vast cosmic consciousness that is around you. Be more and more one with the brightness and the vastness. Then will truth down on you from above and flow in you, on you from all around you.
Oh.
May I quote the mother here that always tried to make things very simple for us about silence? She says, silence is the natural state of the mind when it is turned towards the divine.